This is an iHeart podcast.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of it, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Back to what we were talking about. In case you missed it, someone asked about the Black Hand, and I went over just a real brief history on Italy and things like that. And these guys showed up, and here's what they would do. They would find a person of any wealth at all, and they would send them a letter. Kind of cool, actually. But I mean, it's horrible. Don't get me wrong, but it's kind of cool. With a black hand on it. That's how you knew it was the black hand. And it was just, I mean, it's not complicated. It was simple extortion. Hey, pay us $10,000 or we're going to kill you. Or we're going to kill your wife. Or we'll blow up your business or something. And they did. They killed many people, blew up their business. They actually had run-ins with the Italian mafia as well. They would take on the Italian mafia. They ended up losing that and kind of fading away. But the black hand, and people don't know about it. People don't know about it. All right, Jesse, the GOP is weak. It will never happen. So then what? Our kids or our grandkids will have to shoot their way out of communism. I do not agree with that. I don't agree that that's an inevitability in this country. I am seeing a brand new generation of people on the right who understand we need to take legal aggressive action against the communists. As disheartening as this week has been with this big $1.7 trillion bill, and you're mad and I'm mad, we're all mad, keep in mind something we've talked about a lot. You're the tiny, tiny 1%. You are the hyper-informed voter who knows the issues, you know the bills, you know the scandals, you know the truth. You know what needs to be done. You want to be more aggressive. You are the 1%. The Washington, D.C. Republicans will always be far behind you, which sucks because you want them to lead, right? I want them to lead. I want to follow you. Why are you following me? Why are we having to drag you along? I go through the same. I know, but it takes time to change a party. To change a movement. It is changing. It's changing for the better. It will change. It's just not going to change as fast as you want. It's not. I'm glad you're there. I'm glad you are the way you are. But the truth is, we are in a race. You know what? No. We're a platoon. We're a Marine Corps platoon. Right? We're out on a run together. And we have so far to go. You are simply the fastest and best runner in the platoon. And so you're constantly looking back and seeing the rest of the platoon lag far behind you. And you're frustrated. You know where you have to go. You'd like to get there. You'd like to get there now. What's wrong with you, slow pokes? Why can't you catch up? But that's what you get for being the fastest runner. It's going to take time to change this party, all right? It's going to take time. Just accept it. I struggle with it too. Accept it. Now, something else I want to talk about. I brought it up briefly yesterday. I'm not going to spend time on it because I want to get to these Ask Dr. Jesse questions. But the Marine Corps thinking about removing sir and ma'am from its language because it's not gender inclusive, right? Okay. Keep in mind, told you this before, during World War II, you love to admire those guys, and so do I, and there are so many brave ones, and we love the stories of D-Day and Pearl Harbor and the war in the Pacific and the Battle of the Bulge, and we love all the stories about all the heroism, all the bravery, but what you don't know, what no one really talks about is this. Over 500,000 American troops mentally broke down during the war and were mental casualties, had to be removed from the service. I didn't say 5,000. I didn't say 50,000. Over 500,000 went into combat. Simply, it was too much for them, and they broke because the human mind can only take so much. Now, that was a military full of guys who had stable upbringings, brothers, sisters, values, working hard. That was a military packed full of stable people. But even if you're stable, the mind can only take so much. I remember when we were in Kuwait, we were getting ready to go. They were getting ready to declare war, and we were going to invade Iraq. They had given us these needles, these pens, basically, but you press a button and the needle comes out. And what it was, I forget the chemicals inside. It was basically adrenaline in case we got gas, because Saddam Hussein kept threatening to gas us, and they wanted something that would keep us alive. The training was very, very difficult in Kuwait on purpose. They were trying to put the finishing touches on getting us ready for combat. So the training was very difficult. They were making us go on gas mask runs all the time. It was brutal training. And the combat was right out ahead of us, so we knew people were going to die, and we knew we were going to have to fight. And one of our guys took that adrenaline pen and went and hid in the bathroom and stabbed himself with it. Why? Just so he could be removed from the unit and wouldn't have to go. Now, that's before he heard a shot fired in anger. Combat is stressful and hard on normal people. I bring that up to bring this up. How do you think a military full of people who are worried about their pronouns, how do you think they're going to do when the next one kicks off? Think about 500,000 in World War II. That was the greatest generation. And a military full of normal, wonderful human beings. How do you think a military full of people, no, call me ma'am. Don't use my pronouns. Are you LGBTQ friendly? How quickly do you think they're going to mentally shatter in combat? Something to think about, man. It is something to think about. Hi, Jesse. Love your book recommendation. Love the book recommendation so much. I don't remember which one I gave. Oh, well, I've given out a few. Please give us a list of all your favorite books so we can have some of your wisdom. It's Christmas time. I need a long reading list of yours. Please, please, please. And thank you. Gosh, let me see. I'm trying to think out how many I've given. I've given out so many recommendations on the show. I've told you I'm currently reading The Forgotten Highlander. Highly recommend it. That's just off the top of my head. On Desperate Ground is a new book about Korea. It's the best book about the Korean War I've ever read. I think Hampton Sides is the name of the author. On Desperate Ground, it's almost impossible to put it down. On Desperate Ground is really good. I've told you if you're into the war in the Pacific, Touched with Fire is a really great book. Also, The Things They Carried is a good book. Also, now this is a series. There are several different parts of it. If you're geeking out on like World War II stuff, The Things Our Fathers Saw is a really fascinating book series where they go and they grab the accounts of the veterans, and it's really, really well done. I'll think of more. I try to, whenever I'm reading a book I'm enjoying, I try to remember to come on here and tell you whatever I'm enjoying. But, I mean, I'm not a library. I don't know. Michael, are you reading anything? I do need a list. I know. You know what we need to do? We'll do this after the new year when we come back. We'll start a tab on the website and just start a list that never, you know, because we're not going to delete them. We don't have to edit it. We just go in and add a new one whenever I'm doing it. That's a good idea. We'll do that. Dear Dr. Jesse, this might be a wild conspiracy, but with all the talk from Bill Gates about depopulating the world, do you think our politicians are going to use Ukraine as an excuse to start World War III? Some estimates say 75 million people died during World War II. How many millions would die during WW3? Well, it probably wouldn't be millions. It would probably be billions during World War III, just because the killing power of weapons and the range of weapons only increases. That's always the difference, right? You can kill people from further away and kill a lot more of them. Do I think this is some conspiracy to depopulate the earth? I'll tell you what. I'll tell you that in a second. But there's no need to stress. I take that back. There's plenty of reasons to stress, but I will tell you, it doesn't do you any good to stress about everything we see. I go through this sometimes too. You know, you can hear me vent on the air. I go through it too, these times where I get a little down and I'm looking around and everything sucks. But everything doesn't suck. It's just everything we're focusing on sucks. And lots of things we care about, like our country, they're going to crap and it hurts us. Make sure you spend time, especially over the Christmas time, focusing on some good. I promise that the problems will be there when we get back on January 2nd. I promise they will. Let's focus on some good, all right? Make sure you're getting yourself a good night's sleep. And MyPillow's here to help with that too, because they have mattress toppers as low as $99.99, and you simply haven't lived until you lay down on a MyPillow mattress topper. They're glorious. Giza Dream Sheets for sale as low as $29.99. My slippers for sale for $90 off. I don't even know what the percentages are, but I know they're currently $49.98. Now is the time. MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's check in with Dome.
What I would say about any social media site is this. I fully expect and would require.
Hold on. I'm just pausing here real quick. I fully expect and would require. Pay attention to everything that comes after require.
That leaders in that sector cooperate and work with us who are concerned about national security, concerned about upholding and protecting our democracy, to do everything in their power to ensure that there is not a manipulation that is allowed or overlooked that is done with the intention of upending the security of our democracy and our nation.
Tyrannical stuff aside, who talks like this? It's so weird to hear these people with no core belief system. That or their core belief system is so horrific and they know they can't show it to you that they have to speak in these halting ways where they search for every word to make sure. Is it honestly, I'm playing it again. Who talks like this?
What I would say about any social media site is this. I fully expect and would require that leaders in that sector cooperate and work with us who are concerned about national security, concerned about upholding and protecting our democracy, to do everything in their power to ensure that there is not a manipulation.
I can't do it anymore. Jesse, last Christmas you read my email saying I was grateful for finding out my wife was pregnant with our second child. This year, I'm thankful for a very happy and healthy five-month-old boy. How about that? I have a question. If I were to get in a fight with you, what's the best way to take you out? I'm 5'10", and you're a giant, so my first tactic is to take out your knees before going to work on the rest of you. Best tactic to take me out. Huh. Well, one, I'm 41 now. I'm too old to be fighting anymore, so you better make sure I don't have my gun on me. That's one. Two, taking me out. Yeah, I think going for the legs would be smart. I just have such a long reach because I'm 6'8" that you definitely want to try to take out my legs and get me to the ground. Now, I have a little bit of experience ground fighting. I'm certainly not with some jujitsu master or something like that. So if you're going to get me to the ground, you probably should know what you're doing. But if you've done extensive training, you could probably get me what, Michael? That's brilliant. That's brilliant. Michael said he would distract me first with food and then go for the sneak attack. You know what I would do, Michael? If the second you distracted me with food and then I got attacked by you, I wouldn't even bother because I'd know I'd already lost because I'd be too into the food. I'd pull out the hero gun and pop you in the chest with the hero gun. That's what I do. Now, the problem with that is if you're already on me, that pepper cloud is probably going to get me too. But you know what? That'd be better. We'll both just lay there crying and weeping as the pepper cloud just engulfs our eyes and our nose. And then maybe by the time we get done and all that wears off, maybe all the anger will have weared off. Either way, do you have your own hero gun yet? Or the hero arrow? Remember, the hero arrow shoots the pepper blast. It's brutal. And it has that extremely loud siren on it. The siren is designed to scare off a bad guy because it's so loud. So don't do what I did and apparently you all have done and test it inside or test it because you think it's going to be a beep, 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 beep. That is not what it is. Let me just stress that. Anyway, hero2020.com, promo code Jesse saves you some money. Hero2020.com, promo code Jesse. State restrictions may apply. Most handsome face in radio. If this question is dumb, then perhaps it can entertain. How much of our southern border needs to be walled in order to keep crossing safely below the crisis level? I'd like to think that where the wall is absent, the patrol agents can easily patrol and apprehend. And if the government will not help, is there anything the residents of southern states can do? Well, there's plenty of citizen patrols down there where they go out and patrol and they try to relay information as best they can back to the border patrol. I will tell you, though, that is getting more and more dangerous. One thing you may not realize about the cartels is it's not just that they have military-grade weapons. They have really, really incredible weapons. They have military comms. They have scouts. This is an advanced military. You need to think about the cartels like a very well-funded, very committed, advanced military. So don't think you're just going to go wandering through the desert out there and snatch up Pedro and Julio because they're just coming to pick the strawberry fields or something like that. There are some very, very, very dangerous people down there. So I'm not discouraging you from doing that, but I'm not encouraging you either. Just be careful with yourself, okay? That's one. Two, here's the thing. There are some areas in the southern border that are so mountainous and rugged, you can't put a wall there, and if you did, it wouldn't do any good. Where the walls, where the triple fences, really, we say wall, but really the best thing they have is this triple layer border fencing. It allows the Border Patrol to race up and down in between the wall and paved roads. It just creates nightmares for these people. That stuff does good. It does really incredible good. It does the most good in the urban areas. The rural, it's fine, but they usually have time to get over and they get through. The problem is the crossings that take place in the urban areas, because if they don't get them in time, they melt into the population too fast, and then you've lost them. If somebody crosses the border wall out in the middle of the desert where no one is, well, he's going to drive around or fly around with a helicopter for a while, and you're going to spotlight them eventually. You're going to find them. But if they're crossing right there at El Paso, as so many do, and this is why they do it, unless you get to them right away, there's a good chance they're going to head right down to that part of town and they're going to disappear, and then you simply don't know. Now you're a Border Patrol agent and you really can't, you don't even have the authority to go start pounding on doors. Hey, did Pedro come in here? Once you've lost them, you've really lost them. And that's a big, big, big issue. All right. American generals, World War II. Somebody wants to know what I'd do if I was elected president. Someone else wants a kid's book recommendation. All that and more still to come on The Jesse Kelly Show. It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Man, we are almost done until the new year. I'm going to miss you. You can email me. Makes you feel better. You can email me. I'll read it when I get back. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all are welcome. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, If elected president, how would you eliminate the rot that's destroying our federal government? Well, on top of eliminating virtually every single three-letter agency, there's something very practical that I believe should be done, something that would be very difficult to get done, but I don't know how we can save the country without doing it. I'm going to play something for Mitch McConnell real quick.
The Ukrainian people are courageous and innocent, and they deserve our help. President Zelensky is an inspiring leader, but the most basic reasons for continuing to help Ukraine degrade and defeat the Russian invaders are cold, hard, practical American interests.
It is funny that they keep bringing up American interests, but no one knows where the weapons are going because they won't do an audit for the weapons or equipment. Anyway, so you heard Mitch McConnell say the other day, I played it for you a bunch, I'm not going to play it again. You've heard Mitch McConnell talk about how it's the number one priority for Republicans is Ukraine. Well, I don't care what you think about Ukraine or not Ukraine. That's ridiculous. It's not in the top 20 for most Republicans. They don't care. We have all the poll numbers on it. So how could you be that out of touch? If you're one of these 18 Republicans who voted for the omnibus spending bill, everyone's mad about it. Have you heard one person back it up? No, you haven't. Everyone is mad about it. So why they do it? What's going on? I have always believed that a big problem with Washington, D.C. is Washington, D.C. This is what I mean. They have created for themselves their own bubble, so they reside completely in a world that is not real. On top of being 93% Democrat, do you know that almost everyone in Washington, D.C. either works for the government or their spouse does, or they work for an organization that works with or for the government? It is a government city. Well, if you live in the federal government world, you don't know what real people think or what real people care about. I get emails from you all the time, and I love them, where you say, Jesse, I love the show. You don't sound like anyone else. Jesse, you sound like us. Jesse, this is how I think. Jesse, I agree. You talk like I talk. Well, there are a couple reasons for that. One, I'm brand new to media. I've lived a very normal life, as you well know, up to about 4 years ago. That's one. But two, I don't live in New York City, and I don't live in D.C. Now, to be honest with you, if I was ever mega rich, I probably would want an apartment in New York City because I love New York City so much. But still, I don't. Right now, I live in a normal neighborhood like you live. When I get done with this show every single night, when I get done, I take these headphones off of the top of my ears, and I say something insulting to Michael and Chris. I try to say something like that every single night. And then I get my midlife crisis car, and I drive home. And I don't drive to a fancy cocktail party with other people in the news in Manhattan. I don't drive down to a big function that's being put on by a big lobbying firm where other Republican members of Congress or this chief of staff are. I call the wife when I'm on the way home and say, hey, I'm going to stop and get a six-pack beer. You need anything? And when I get home, my buddy Luis or any one of my other neighbor buddies are probably going to reach out by phone or text and say, hey, we're playing horseshoes tonight. Hey, we're playing cornhole. Hey, it's board game night. We're all going to go. We're all joining. We're all meeting here. And I go hang out with normal people. I sound normal and have a better perspective on what normal people are going through because that's all I talk to. I don't have political friends here, and I don't want them. I have them in other cities that I meet up when I go to other places, but I live like a normal person. It gives me perspective on what normal people talk about, on what normal people care about. It's not because I'm any smarter. That's the life I live. The problem is these politicians spend too much time in Washington, D.C., way too much time. Not only should the three-letter agencies be disbanded and the government massively shrunk, our representatives should rarely be in D.C. One of the best parts about Texas, our state legislature, people think this is crazy, they meet once every 2 years. Once every 2 years. Other than that, nope, unless it's an emergency, don't meet. Because when you meet, you want to do something. What, Michael? Michael said shifting the Capitol around. It's probably too much. I don't hate that. but it's probably too much. The founders did want an impressive-looking capital so it would impress foreign dignitaries when they showed up. So we need a capital, but we need our guys to leave. We need our guys to not be there anymore. That is the big problem. They spend all this time only around each other and only around other political people. And I know because I lived in D.C. for a year and I worked with a group that was heavily involved in politics. And I know what it was like on Friday or Saturday night. If the wife wanted to hang out with people or someone else wanted to hang out, guess who we'd hang out with? Oh, I'm so-and-so. I'm so-and-so's chief of staff. Oh, I'm Congressman Jerkwater. Oh, we work with this group. We're lobbying for... It's only political people. So you don't have any idea what normal people go through, what normal people care about. I talk about it all the time when the inflation numbers or something like that come out. The inflation numbers come out, and everyone will run, and they'll start explaining, well, I can't believe this. Eggs are up 10%. What do you mean you can't believe it? Have you not been buying eggs? Well, is your servant buying eggs for you? Anyone who's hung out with normal people knows that the cost of eggs are going up. Anyone who hangs out with normal people knows groceries are killing people right now. Wives are texting husbands from the grocery store, honey, I don't think we can afford this. That's real life. It's not news to people. I would get Washington, D.C. politicians out of Washington, D.C. The problem is they don't want to mingle with normal people. They want to mingle just with each other and talk with each other and sip on scotch and look down their nose at all of us. And so, therefore, they've gotten themselves so completely out of touch. Remember, I mean, we're mad about this omnibus bill. Remember the last giant Ukrainian package? I'm almost positive it was 99-1 in the Senate. If not, it was 98-2. They all voted for it. Every one of them. Whatever. Hey, Jesse. Did American generals respect other allied generals? I'm no World War II expert, but it seems like Patton and Eisenhower took the lead after Market Garden. Thanks for turning me into an anti-communist. His name is Tyler. Well, generals all hate each other, you should know. Well, not all of them, but many of them do. To be a general, you have to have a gargantuan ego and think pretty highly of yourself. It simply comes with the job. That's one. Two, they all have their own way of doing things, and they're used to having their orders followed. And when you tell some big shot British general that, hey, Eisenhower's actually in charge, that rubs people the wrong way. When you read these historical books of any conflict, from the Roman times to the World Wars to anything, there's always a clash of generals. Remember when Hannibal wiped out that Roman army? Well, one of the times he wiped out that Roman army. There were two different generals, and each one would take command on opposite days. And when the attack actually happened, the guy who wasn't in charge said, "What are we doing? This is dumb." And it turned out he was right. No, the generals didn't like each other. Part of Eisenhower's brilliance was his ability to manage egos, to get a bunch of egotistical generals in the same room and get them all kind of pushing in the same direction. But don't get it twisted. It was tense, to put it mildly, between all these big shots. You know what they needed to ease that tension? My slippers. When you have one of these big meetings with all these egotistical generals, you know what they need is some sort of comfort in their lives. So have every one of them take off the combat boots on the way in, put on a brand new pair of my slippers, especially now when they're $90 off. Then you can sit there in your meeting, and maybe it makes it easier to put your ego in check when you're basically walking around on this little cloud. And if they have to step outside, they can. My slippers are indoor, outdoor. And look, even the budget looks better because, like I said, they're $90 off. $49.98 for a pair of my slippers right now. Go to MyPillow.com, generals and normal people. Click on the radio listener specials. Use the promo code Jesse and take care of those feet, general. All right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, the final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we're gone. Then we're gone on vacation. I will not be back here till January 2nd. Don't yell at me. I am taking a vacation, all right? I'll be back. I'll be back to spend time with you. I do want to. Somebody wrote in. I don't have the email in front of me because I had said something to the effect of most people take off during Christmas. So that's why the TV and radio hosts you love, that's why they take off, because no one really watches or listens. And someone said, hey, don't forget about us people who are working through Christmas. Shout out to the working man who's working through Christmas. I've been there many a times in my life. It can be difficult watching everyone else take off. Oh, I'm off for a week. I'm off for 2 weeks. And you're there bagging groceries. If you're still out there grinding, trying to make ends meet, good for you. I'm proud of you, and Merry Christmas to you, and you're not forgotten, all right? Jesse, hello. My kids and I listen to your show every night. My daughter's friend loves to read about World War II, and I suggested we get him a book for Christmas to add to his library. I read Ordinary Men on your suggestion and loved it, but I don't know if it's for an 11-year-old. Yeah, that's probably not for an 11-year-old. Can you suggest a book for an 11-year-old boy? We love your show, and I love that you're helping me raise kids that are anti-communist. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. It's Leslie. Leslie, I can, actually. It may be a little rough around the edges for an 11-year-old boy, but I don't think it's too bad. Ghost Soldiers. Ghost Soldiers. It's a story about a World War II rescue mission, a story about heroes. It's really, really cool. Any American boy who's got any level of testosterone will enjoy the book Ghost Soldiers. And if you happen to read, look, if you're a guy and you read Ghost Soldiers, and maybe you get done with it and you say, hey, it's not for me. Maybe you put it down and you think it wasn't for me. I didn't enjoy it. That's fine. I'm not judging you, but you need to go get yourself a male vitality stack from Chalk, all right? Because if you didn't enjoy Ghost Soldiers, you actually don't even need to go to the doctor and get your testosterone levels checked. You already know they're really low, really, really low. You're almost a woman at this point. So if you go get a subscription for a male vitality stack from Chalk, what you're going to see is a 20% increase in your testosterone in just 90 days with natural herbal supplements. So what I want you to do is take 3 months, maybe even 6 months of a male vitality stack from Chalk, and then read Ghost Soldiers again. And I bet once your T levels are back up to where they should be, you will enjoy it. All right? CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off a male vitality stack. Ladies, there's a female vitality stack for you too. Male vitality stack, female vitality stack, plus endless other natural herbal supplement options. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? El Sombrero, I'm interested in how the Shogun would handle the following scenario. You pulled into the local HEB, that's a grocery store, by the way, and taken your time to park in a space with open spaces on both sides and pulled in dead center. Suppose you're on a call and sit in the truck for a few minutes while you finish, and someone pulls in the space to your right and parks way too close to the line on your side. Or maybe you ran inside, and when you come out, you find the same thing. What does Shogun do? Be a little extra aggressive when opening the door? Or do you say a few choice words, crack the door open, and squeeze out so as not to touch the other vehicle? As always, you can use my name. His name is James. Couple things. I wish I could sit here and tell you that in this situation, I have chosen to do the right thing my entire life. But the truth is, you know all the crappy cars I used to drive? You didn't want to do that to crappy car Jesse. If you did that to crappy car Jesse, because I had no regard for a couple more dings in my door, if you did that to crappy car Jesse, I am not proud of saying this, I would open my door into your car very hard several times if you did that to me. Young, short-tempered, stupid Jesse would do stupid things like that. This day and age, don't get me wrong, I'd probably still get mad. I may even say something to myself. But in this day and age, maybe I'm getting old. Shoot, maybe I'm getting soft. Who knows? I try to, unless I see the person. I might see the person and decide otherwise. I try to give grace as much as possible because you don't know what somebody's going through. I try to always remind myself of that. Okay, they parked too close. Yes, it's really rude. What if that woman who just pulled up and parked too close to you, what if she just, what if her husband just called and said he's leaving her? And she's not quite thinking straight at the moment. She's frantic. She's scared. She's not worried about how she parks and she pulls in. What if that guy who just parked too close, what if he's late to his son's birthday party and he promised his son he'd be there in time and he just had time to... I try, I'm not always successful at this, please understand that. I try to give more grace now than I ever gave before. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be better about that. Am I a saint? Not so much, but I am trying. All right, there. Jesse, Biden is ignoring immigrant laws. Therefore, why isn't there a cease and desist order? And if he refuses to comply, then is arrested. Well, I get this a lot. Biden is breaking the law. Jesse, why aren't we doing anything? Biden's breaking the law. And he is. Keep in mind the Biden administration, they are actually paying money to break the law. They are actively keeping the border open on purpose. You can't do that. That is against the laws of the United States of America. They are breaking the law. But who's going to arrest them? You know, who's going to stop them? I'm sorry to say it that way. I know that sucks. But when you have a country where the communists have taken over all of it, absolutely all of it, including the Department of Justice, the problem is it doesn't give you any more legal recourse to do things. That's why I've been pressing the state governors and state AGs to get more and more aggressive, because that's the only chance we have. We don't have a DOJ anymore. We don't. I mean, this is even the DOJ under Republicans.
Those who broke the laws will be held to account. But this cannot be, and it will not be, a tit-for-tat exercise. We are not going to lower the standards just to achieve a result.
What a bunch of eunuchs we have. So there's nobody there. The Republicans won't go after them. We know the Democrats won't go after them. So it's one thing to say it's against the law. It's another thing entirely to have someone who will actually punish them for it. That is the problem. All right. Now, it's almost Christmas. I want you to make sure, until I get back here, that you are finding a reason to smile every day. You know how we do that? You tell me something you're grateful for. Find one thing every day, all right? It is Christmas time. Put a smile on your face. Give to somebody. Remember the reason for the season. Don't miss me too much. I will be back here on January 2nd. It's a Medal of Honor Monday, so you can imagine I'll be bouncing off the walls by the time I get back here, ready to rock and roll. You keep your chin up. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday, Jesus. And that's all. So
this is an iHeart podcast.